It certainly is. And let's touch base now with the Western Bulldogs. Defender Alex Keith's been good enough to join us this morning. Good morning, Alex.
G'day, guys.
Great to have you with us. Now, you've got one of the biggest games in footy coming up this week, 1v2. You've got the D's to tackle again, which you did earlier in the season in front of no one. You'll be doing it again in front of no one, which is a bit upsetting for us as footy fans. What's it like for you guys?
Yeah, it's strange. I still remember back to last year when we played the first game back from the lockdown with no crowd. And, yeah, when someone's having a set shot, I'm not sure I've heard a silence like it. But, it'll be interesting.
Does it take a bit of the edge off the contest, or are you that focused on what you've got to do in the next 5 weeks that you can't afford to think about that sort of stuff?
I think it's different. You definitely hear the voices of your teammates and obviously the opposition a lot more. So, in a strange way, it can lift the intensity from a personal point of view. But, yeah, we're just obviously shattered that we won't have our fans there again to play against the quality team of the competition.
How much of the build-up goes into what happened last time, or you're so different now as a 22 that it's not overly relevant, the performance last time around?
I think we look at it and there's lessons to be learned, but as you say, there's been a bit of change in both sides, and there's plenty on the line. Obviously some jostling for the top four spots and a bit of competition, so and then obviously the carrot of the top two as well, so plenty on the line for both sides. And, another learning opportunity, a bit of a way out from the end of the year.
There's plenty of news at the kennel at the moment, Alex, so I might just get you to run through a few things with your perspective on things, if that's okay. Firstly, Josh Dunkley finally gets back after his shoulder injury and then all of a sudden forced into isolation. How does that go down for him and also for his teammates? Because it's a blow, obviously, for you on the field, but even particularly for Josh.
Yeah, I know. He's at home putting the feet up, isn't he? But he's a hard worker and professional man, Josh. And, he'll be fine. And I think just look at the positives as well, that he's got that game in on the weekend against the Gold Coast off the back of a long injury layoff. So, it was crucial for him to play that game, as it turns out, because, it would have been a lot worse if he had to isolate prior to that. Then it would have been an even longer stretch without having a game. So it's great to have him back, and we know that after he isolates, he'll be back and adding a lot to the group.
And Toby McLean, this is terrible news to find out that he's done another ACL at training. I mean, I can't imagine what would be going through his mind at the moment.
It's shattering. Shattering for Toby and shattering for us, because he's such a popular member of the group and well loved around the club. So it's terrible news for him, but he's very quick to put things in perspective, and he's got a really positive mindset. So I think he'll have surgery today, actually. So today or tomorrow, I think. So and then start the long rehab again. So the boys are certainly feeling fine.
Absolutely. And Jamari Ugle-Hagan, now there's been so much talk about him throughout the course of the year, and now he's finally made his debut and he kicked those three goals on the weekend.
Excuse me. Mara.
Sorry, I forgot. I was that was an unforced error. I should have just said Mara. I would imagine you would have potentially played on him in pre-season or in match simulation at training. What's your views on him and what he did on the weekend particularly?
Yeah, so happy for Mara. Like, there's so much pressure on him as a top draft pick, and then he got his first game, which was awesome, and to see him have the impact that he did on the weekend was fantastic. Played a bit on him in pre-season and in training. He's got lots of talent, and he's a difficult matchup, and I'm sure as he keeps developing, he could become pretty scary for defenders.
There was some conversation last week that he perhaps wouldn't be in the team for the second week, but Luke got him in and played the psychology game beautifully with him, came out, kicked three goals, was really influential. Is he the kid that sort of needs a bit of a spur, or would he be fine just to roll through as normal people?
I think it's interesting, that position where he's sort of, one of the tall forwards, or maybe the second or third tall forward. It can be really difficult. It's quite a fickle spot where you don't see many opportunities. So, to make the most of them on the weekend was awesome for him. And I think he can add a real, really different mix in that group in the forward line. So, as long as he keeps performing like that, we love having him in the team.
There's a fair few players going through the roster this year, the on-field roster this year. Are you close to beginning a settled lineup, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think some of that's been forced with a few injuries to some key personnel throughout the year. But I think as we move closer to the end of the year, we'll be able to settle down. But it's just, hoping to have a good run with injuries leading into the final series.
All right, I've got one final question for you, Alex, and it's a very difficult one. Alex Carey made the move from football to cricket and has just been announced this morning as a one-day captain for Australia while Aaron Finch is out of the team. You've gone from first-class cricketer to AFL footballer. What's harder? What going from one to the other?
I don't know. I'm sure. I hope Alex would agree that we're both washed up in our other sport. No, it's worked out okay for us. And yeah, best of luck to Alex. It's awesome. He's gonna captain the country.
Would you go back to cricket at any point after you've played your footy? Because you're one of the best key defenders in the competition. But as a sort of guy in your mid 30s, early 30s, would you go back to cricket?
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I'd enjoy batting, and I'm not sure about the Saturday afternoons in the field. But I do miss my cricket. But I think I might be a bit old to head back. Maybe hit a local cricket with some mates would be nice.
You're never too old to be out there with the mates at local cricket, mate. We know that. Trust us. But don't worry about Saturday afternoons at the moment. You've got Saturday night to worry about. Melbourne and the Bulldogs. The MCG is going to be an absolute cracker. 1v2. Good luck to you and the boys. We appreciate the time this morning.
Cheers, guys. Thanks a lot.